Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
I refuse to believe it's not Friday yet. I absolutely refuse.
No, let's go with it. Happy Friday, everyone.
I looked at my wife last night. We went out for dinner, and I looked at my wife across the table, and I went, hold up, because she had a drink, and which is not,
Yeah.
I know. I was like, wait a minute.
Whoa, Amy, girl.
Little weeknight cutting loose. What the hell's going on over here? What
young kids on a date living their lives.
That's what I said. And I go, hold on. Now I'm really messed up. Are you sure it's not Friday? Because what are you doing? And she was like, no, I just felt like it. Just felt like, you know, celebrating. And I was like, okay, what are we celebrating? And she goes, life.
Love okay, that answer. Right?
Good.
Good for you, Amy.
No, Thursday, March 27, 2025. She's Michaela Gordon. He's Adrian Hernandez. Happy first day of baseball season to those who celebrate.
Amen. Okay, let's go.
How come you're not wearing your stupid Yankee hat?
I'm mad at my dad, so I should actually be wearing it.
Yeah, you should be wearing it.
I know.
Or
I'll
Phillies.
Wear it today.
Why are you mad at it? Why are you mad at him today? Can we talk about it?
Well, at some point with your parents, they really just become your children, and you're the parent.
Yep.
And fortunately for him, I'm a great parent, but he's being a bad son, so I had to shut him down yesterday.
Again,
laying on the law. I've been shutting him down all week.
I said, this is what I say to you again.
I said, I'm not talking to you all morning, and I'm gonna stick with it. I'm supposed to leave town. I have nothing prepared. Mm-hmm. I've never been more unprepared, actually, to leave town. And so I'm trying to finish all my little responsibilities. So it's go time. I'm focused. And I told my dad, no more responsibilities until noon.
When's your flight tomorrow?
I think we leave at noon.
I think.
I love that. I think.
That's, yeah.
It's one thing. Listen, I may cut it close, but I know almost to the second.
You know? Look, that's what I'm saying, though. I usually do. I mean, look, you know, it's been a crazy 2 months. So where I've
how
normally
many months?
Been.
I think you're underestimating.
Two and a half, is it?
Yeah, right?
I'm trying to make it sound better. I've just been so focused on my stepmom, my family. I'm just totally behind on life, work,
yeah,
shows, whatever, all the things. And now it's here. And I'm like, oh my God, it's here.
Thank God.
I have nothing done.
Literally, the goal of this show for the last I'll say 2 weeks. It literally has been the focus. It's get Michaela to the airport on Friday, get her off on this cruise. She's got a yes. And to get her off on this cruise. Wait, what? Hold on a second. That's got multiple meanings, but let's get her to the airport, to the boat. Let's, you know, and yeah, cause you deserve it and you need it. And that's our secondary focus this morning. We have another big concert announcement coming up at 7 o'clock, and it actually is 7 o'clock Pacific. I've confirmed. Big announcement, big show. Very first pair of tickets coming up at 7 this morning. We'll put that in place of Michaela's Hometown Throwdown because we just decided there was no need to start a brand new, you know, to start it up again.
That's right.
Two new contestants today when we're just going to, you know, today and tomorrow and then gone for a week. So there's no need to do that.
Yeah, smart.
Yeah. So this will take the place of that. You've got that to look forward to. Also, I think we can all agree tipping in our society has gotten a little bit out of hand. Hannah's in a big fight with her husband. He didn't want to tip. She did. We'll let you decide in just a minute.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The morning show is better than coffee.
They're the best in the morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
So, of course, during the entire Chapel Run song, we were talking about all the stuff that Michaela has to do to get ready to go off on this trip. You're singing. What did you say? You're singing for 45 minutes one day and then 15 minutes another. And the rest of it, you just do you.
Yeah. Well, I've got two shows, but it's stand up mixed in with singing. So I always like to curate it depending on what's going on. There's been so much going on, so much funny stuff. Mm-hmm. So usually I'll take a week, get it all done, and it's great. We just haven't had the time. Yeah. So now we're up against it. And whereas
you're up against it planning for the shows?
Planning for the shows, getting everything done. So we're just in a moment of like,
Well, I said, go home. Adrian, do you agree with this? Go home, pack the bag first. Cause that's the one thing. Then I think that'll unlock everything else. You know 100%. What I mean?
Yeah. That's the first step. Bring extra socks.
Bring no socks.
Can never be socks.
Like,
you're in a cruise. You can fall in the water.
What are you saying? I'll help you, dog.
With socks?
Socks.
That'd be the thing to save me.
Just throw a little extra one. Just one.
I'm thumbs down on the socks. Just so you know, we disagree on that. But you know.
Yeah. If I fall into the pool, Lisa better save me. I'm not looking for socks. I'm going to say, Lisa, I'm drowning. Hello.
Yeah. And don't overpack it.
It might be nice.
Don't overpack it. You know?
No. Are you an overpacker? No, you're easy too.
I'm a situational guy. I will allow myself to go there. Oh, well, what if we decide to go out to dinner? We're not going out to dinner.
You do? You know,
a little. A little.
That's so funny. I wouldn't expect it, but I get it.
No, a couple of months ago when we went, I had more shoes. Dude, why? Oh my God, that's so crazy. Not me, but I was, you know, it's cause I've got this freaking, where I'm wearing the J's. I'm wearing the dunks. And I got to take 17 different pairs of dunks. Idiot. It wasn't 17, but the bag felt like it. So you'll be cool. First pick coming up in just a second.
The first pick. It's the first pick on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
We had a request to do tickets for James Murray. From Impractical Jokers, not to be confused with Joe, who just canceled his tour because this thing got worse on him. It didn't get better. He had some harassment claims, and so he's going to go he's going to check into a clinic. He's going to go that route to try and clean this thing up. So Joe, not so great. Murr's doing fantastic. Murr's fantastic. He's an angel. We love this guy. And we had a request to do tickets to go see him, not this Saturday, but next at the M. And we said, of course, we'll honor that request.
Yeah.
So your chance to get those tickets in just a moment. Hannah in Mountain's Edge, they had a bad experience at a restaurant earlier this week, and her husband wanted to be able to express his displeasure by not tipping. She said, "You absolutely will tip." And now they've fought about it. We'll add in a few more details on all of that and give you a chance to win those tickets coming up next.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
All right, Adrian, who you got on the phone, buddy?
We got Lisa Santana from the North Side.
The Lisa Santana? What?
I don't know. Good morning.
The famous Lisa Santana?
I just keep calling and listening to you guys. I'm sorry.
It is you. Oh, my God. So great.
It's the giggle for me. She was like,
the fact that she's going along with it, I appreciate
it. So cute.
That. So Hannah in Mountain's Edge went out to dinner with her husband. They had a bad experience. It was all wrong. I'll just say this. It was all wrong. And the server blew it. They brought it to her attention. She said, "I'm sorry." And then she turned around and left. And so, yeah, it's just bad all the way around.
Happened to me.
You what?
I've actually had that happen to me. It was in the Peppermill restaurant. No. It was randomly in the Peppermill.
Sorry, Pepper. No, let's not say. Let's just not say that. Yeah, we don't need to double down. But
I definitely agree with the husband because I worked in the service, so I know you got to provide the service to get the tip. So whatever you give me is what I'm going to give you. I mean, especially if you don't apologize for something that's on you as a server, you are assigned a certain area, certain people that you're to take care of, and that's your responsibility. So she didn't have to take care of the whole restaurant, I'm sure. So she was definitely doing what she wanted to do purposely. She didn't care. She probably was having a bad day.
I have nothing to add to that. I mean, literally, because everything that Lisa just said, I am with 1,000%. If I know you and I love you, and you go out of your way for me because we have that relationship, I make sure I take care of you. If I don't know you and you've treated me poorly, I probably will give you the benefit of the doubt the first time. But hey, that's. You know, I get it. This is how you make your living. But if you blow it and then you blow it on top of it by going, "I'm sorry," and then just leaving. Yeesh.
I know, sis. What happened? Like, no resolution. And listen, I serve for a short time, too. So yeah. I get it. I love it. I love everybody that does that. But girl, you have to make a solution. Sorry. Eat it anyway. Bye.
I am the type of person to complain. I will speak to a manager. If I feel like that person wasn't mindful of what was going on, and like you said, she didn't apologize and say, "Hey, you know, hey, let me remove it from the bill. Let me make you a fresh one," or suggest something. She did not. And if, like you said, if it's somebody that I know already that, you know what, I give you the benefit of doubt, today is just not a good day for you. Cool. I'm still going to tip regular. But if it's somewhere I go and I have a bad server, I'm more likely not to go back. And if I do, if I have the same experience, I will never go back to that establishment again.
So interesting, though. That's interesting. So you're actually, without even realizing it, you're kind of Team Hannah, because Hannah said, "I know we're never coming back here, but you've got to leave something." And her husband did not want to leave.
You never know if you're going to have to go back for a reason, because there's times I've said, "I'm never coming back." And then my friends are like, "Oh, we made a reservation for this." So I had to go see the server and the manager and everybody in there that I made a big deal the last time I was in there. So, you know, sometimes you never know. You say you won't, you might end up.
You really made me think honestly what I would. So I would, I would leave 10% and I would leave just to send a message. I'd leave 10% to send a message. Adrian, you laugh. Why?
I just think it's a little funny, but it does send a message. It's the same reason why I wouldn't tip at all, right? To send a message to be like, I'm not happy. So same thing.
Would you not tip at all?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. But I know in my life the times that I've never left the tip. It's only been four times. Because I take that seriously, and I understand they don't get paid a lot, and I understand the circumstances. So you have to be really bad for me to be like, nah, I'm not leaving anything.
Yeah, you almost have to curse at me and spit in my food and let me and have me see it.
You know, for that not to happen. No, it has to be. They don't have, like, one of the biggest things that I have a problem is that when somebody gets their food and everybody else's food is waiting, there's one person who doesn't have their plate. That right there, I will for sure leave maybe a dollar or two at the most, because it's the most rude thing to bring everybody's food or, you know, leave one person out and everybody's just smashing on their food. That is like the worst. Oh, your food just takes a little longer. I don't care. Then wait to bring everybody's food out. That right there is a no for me.
I love those things where they bring the thing to your table and you check out right there. You know what I mean? The machine. I love that. except when in that situation where you don't want to leave the big tip and you just want to get out because it sucks and they're standing. Yeah. And they're standing right there. And so you just got to kind of take a deep breath and just go for it. Again, Hannah, I'm telling you, we have the greatest callers in radio. I'll put you guys up against anybody, and you are right at the top of that list. You're not Hannah. You're Lisa, the famous Lisa Santana from the North. Hannah was the one who wrote the email.
Here's your tip.
Oh my God.
Yeah, sorry. Oh God. Now I'm only gonna get this.
Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's just a great way to start a day.
Good feeling stories of the day. First, you know what? Let's lead with this. It's almost Friday.
Woo, yeah.
Brought to you by Mike Lee Minden Diamond Jewelers, the diamond and wedding ring store. Did you hear about this plane crash in Alaska?
No.
This happens a fair amount. We just don't always hear about it.
Yeah.
Single engine plane went missing, crashed into the ice on a lake, which is usually not a good thing. A pilot, obviously, and his two kids were on board, and everybody thought the worst.
Of course.
Because, again, this is a bad thing. A bunch of other pilots jumped in, as they often will do. Really good friend of mine. His dad was a doctor. And he lost his dad when he was in high school to this.
Wow.
His dad was going to a remote village to help people. And the plane crashed through the ice and they lost him. So this was about 80 miles southwest of Anchorage. They had crash landed on a frozen lake. These other pilots that were looking for him found them alive the next morning. They'd been stranded for over 12 hours, but they're okay. All three were treated for non-life-threatening injuries.
Yeah.
So just bumps and bruises, banged up a little bit.
Totally okay.
The pilot's dad praised the community for getting out there and saving them. A family friend had posted a call for help on Facebook, and apparently a couple dozen people were like, yeah, we're in.
Yeah.
We'll make this happen. The crazy part is somebody from, you know, that was kind of in the proximity of, they thought something had happened, but they weren't sure.
Sure.
So they just kind of went out for a hike, grabbed their dog, grabbed some snowshoes, went out for a hike, saw the wing of the plane sticking out of the ice, which generally means, you know, fatal. Not good.
Yeah.
And yeah. And they found
that's incredible.
Really, really good. On the flip side of this, it's still good feeling stories of the day. Don't forget. Did this guy just accidentally sell his soul? A guy in Michigan. What do I hate? Old people stories and
the lottery.
A man in Michigan won $500 after playing the lottery. This, and here's why I'm doing this story. What numbers did he play? 666.
Stop.
And he won $500.
Way to go, man.
He used 100 of that 500, put it back into play, won $2.4 million.
Oh, my. 666 never sounded any better, and I'm a God girl.
If I get struck by lightning.
I know. Oh, God.
Good feeling stories of the day brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the diamond and wedding ring store.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Are you ready? It's time for a big major concert announcement. I was saying, big deal, big show,
yes,
big venue, big first pair of tickets coming up in just a second. From what we are told, Saturday, September 20th, Chris Brown. The Breezy Bowl tour coming to Allegiant Stadium. How about that?
Let's go.
Tickets go on sale for everybody else. You know, they go on sale on the next Thursday at 10 a.m. We have right now the ability to give you the very first pair of tickets for Chris Brown, Breezy Bowl Tour, Allegiant Stadium. That's
so nice.
Man, and is anybody else like me these days where you go, whew, that's a lot of seats.
Yeah.
That's a lot of... I'll say this. When it was the weekend, and I went, man, that's a bunch. And then, okay, already done. Let's do a second show. You know what I mean? It's like, what?
Yeah. What? It is insane. It's nuts. And it's pretty rad that they are able to fill that stadium up like that, whether it's one, two, three shows. It's just insane.
So we've got tickets for now, and I don't know how many or for how long we're giving away tickets, but eventually there's going to be a grand prize of upgraded tickets to the lower bowl and get you a little bit closer to all the action. If you would like the very first pair of tickets available here in Las Vegas, I would call 702-364-9898. And I was thinking about going back to old school Lil Baby, you know, Lil Baby Chris Brown, who came to Toy Drive. I believe it was this song that was big then. But Chris Brown came to Toy Drive with his mom and brought a bike. Was wearing a really cool UNLV Letterman's jacket thing that was, you know, for the 1990 basketball team and all that kind of stuff. And he came riding in on his bike and we all went, who the hell is this guy? And what does he think he's doing? And it was like, oh my God, that's Chris Brown.
Oh my God.
702-364-9898. Let's go right now.
Wake up, get up, take me everywhere you go. The Chet Buchanan Show. Listen live on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app and listen anywhere.
Adrian, who's on the phone?
We got Adriana Reyes.
Hi, Adriana. I hear from Blue Diamond and Durango. Is that accurate?
That's accurate.
Excellent. Yeah. What do we call that? What do we call that? That's like, it's Mountain's Edge, but it's not. Is that, you just call it Southwest, yeah?
It's on the corner. It is. It's about a light or two up, but we are in the middle of nowhere. So that's what I call it.
No, I like, you know what though? I like that area there. Do you have some space or do you have houses right on top of you?
No, we have some space. We're in the area right now to where they're building all those new homes. So it's a pretty nice area. I can't complain.
I know some people that bought a plot of land. There were like five of them together, not too far from you. I want to say it's like Pebble and Durango. And they bought this big plot of land, put in a cul-de-sac, put in five houses because they had all gone in together. And then they lived there for a while, you know, because they were all friends. And then they all sold their houses and made a bundle.
Oh, I love that.
It's pretty cool. I know. Oh, it's awesome. God.
That's
way
what
smarter
they're looking like right now.
The way new, smarter people
the,
than
the
me.
New builders, they look just like that. It's amazing.
Yeah. 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 Well, congratulations. You have the very first pair of tickets to Chris Brown, the Breezy Bowl tour at Allegiant Stadium, Saturday, September 20th, which will be here before you know it. So
woo!
Good for you.
Thank you.
I know.
I'm so excited.
Wait, you're that excited.
I am so excited.
What's your favorite Chris Brown song that we might play?
Well, I'm original, so I like the song that he got famous with, which is Run It.
Run It?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me go right there. Okay, good. We'll play that for you right now. And congratulations. Hey. And tell everybody that you have the very, very first pair of tickets and have an amazing day.
Have fun.
Thank you, 98.5. You're amazing.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
We've been given incomplete information. I now have full information, Michaela. Full information.
Give it to me.
Incomplete information before. I have full information now. It's the Breezy Bowl XX tour, because it's like Super Bowl. You know how they do Super Bowl?
Yeah, I love it.
XL or what, you know, whatever it is. Yeah, because it's 20 years of Chris Brown. Which,
wow.
Hey, Adriana, that make you feel old now?
Dang. I wonder if they'll bring any special guests out.
Stupid. What?
I wonder if they'll bring any special guests out.
Well, I'm glad you asked. Did you know that that was what I was about to say?
I swear to God, I didn't. I was thinking how much I love the song No Air with Jordan Sparks. And I was like, I wonder if you would bring out like some of the friends.
Okay, that might be a different thing entirely. But Summer Walker and Bryson Tiller are going out on this tour with Chris Brown, which we did know. I just neglected to tell you a moment ago because I knew you didn't care. I knew you were all excited about Chris Brown and not, you know, I mean, sure, it's bonus, Summer Walker and Bryson Tiller, but I knew you're there for Chris Brown. So once again, we've got Win 'Em Before You Can Buy 'Em tickets that I assume we will also have tomorrow. Here's what they may do. And I don't know what the inner workings of the Fun and Games department are right now, but they may front load us with a bunch of them tomorrow so that we can dump them before you head off to go. To go be a big star on the boat.
We will have at least another pair tomorrow. I can guarantee another pair.
Yeah, but I mean, there may be more than that even, perhaps. I'm just saying. Nice. Yeah, so you'll have to listen, I guess, just to find out. But Chris Brown coming to Allegiant Stadium. More free tickets coming from the Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I laugh all the way to work, listening to them, laughing with them.
They're always playing a song I like.
Makes me happy.
98.5 KLUC.
Can we just imagine in our heads that I'm playing cheesy baseball music right now? Because I've got like the organ doing "Take Me Out to the Ball," but I can't bring myself to do it.
All right, well, I hear it.
Yeah, just pretend. Yeah, in your head.
Yeah, love that tune.
Happy first day of baseball season to all who celebrate. Dodger fans, just know you're still insufferable, but you have right to be because you are that good. Right? Can we all agree on that? Are Dodger fans, I only and just know that I say that with love and respect. One of my absolute best friend is a huge Dodger fan. I am a long-suffering Seattle Mariner fan. Adrian is a long-suffering Cleveland Guardians fan. Have you guys won a World Series yet since the 50s?
No, still 1954.
Damn, I thought you snuck one in. I couldn't remember.
We should have, but the league forced the Cubs to win, but that's another agenda we'll talk about another day.
Not be that guy. Not be that guy.
BS rain delay, but we'll get into it later.
Oh, yes, that's right. I love stuff like that. Michaela, believe it or not. Believe it. Do you have a team? Are you Phillies because of your dad? Or
listen,
are you Yankees
because of my dad?
Because that junk hat you wear.
Okay. The Yankees hat, we're going to clear this up on air once and for all.
I know.
These boys give me such a hard time. I'm not a Yankees girl. A guy that Amen. I absolutely loved, adored, passed away when I was like 20. So I wear it in honor of him. That's where the Yankees hat comes from. We dated for a long time. Yeah. So when you think about making fun of me, he's dead. Got it? Yeah.
So what? Why have you held that part of it out?
I did it. It's I told happy. You multiple times.
It's happy opening day. That's what Chet said.
No,
happy
opening day. This is fantastic. Like, are you kidding?
Yeah.
Did I skip over that part? Because I knew, you know, because Michaela was like, I dated a guy when I was in school. You didn't tell me you lost him.
Oh, yes, I did. I said, dead.
I just thought you were trying to be Jay-Z. I just thought you were trying to be mini Jay-Z, you know, wearing your Yankee hat.
No, that's okay. That's where I wear it. Phillies, it's my dad's team. I like the Dodgers because they cheer for me the loudest when I sing the anthem. So that's where I run in this baseball day.
Which was longer, the shortest war in history or the longest baseball game in history?
The longest baseball game in history.
You know that's why I'm asking it, because that's why they would have to be. Mm-hmm. The shortest war in history lasted 38 minutes. the one guy, they said, we're at war. And then the other guys went, ooh, God, they got really big guns. And they said, okay, we're not at war anymore. A 1981 minor league game between Rochester and Pawtucket went 33 innings, just over 8 hours. Ending at 4:07 a.m. With just 19 fans remaining in the stands.
Stop. Loyalty, though.
Adrian's beloved, are you familiar with the legend of 1974 when they were still the Cleveland Indians? Are you aware of the legend of 10 Cent Beer Night?
Oh, it's iconic. Cleveland Coliseum. My father was there, and so was everyone from Cleveland that was born, allegedly.
Tell the story.
They did 10 Cent Beer Night, and that is not a smart choice. There was chaos. There was a lot of violence. Is there anything else I'm missing?
It led to a riot. Here's the part that I know about it. So fans decided, hey, us, we've had a bunch of 10 Cent beers. Let's just go out on the field and take over. And they went, no, this is bad. And they said, okay, everybody get off the field. And eventually they kind of took back over, right? Cleveland still had to forfeit the game because they said, well, let's restart the game. And they said, no, we can't, because we're going to have to make them forfeit. Well, how come? Because all the fans stole the bases. We don't have any bases. We can't play the game.
Stop.
So that was pretty much it for 10 Cent Beer Night. Adrian's right on the money with that.
the Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Speaking of, so everybody, Jonas Brothers, Chris Brown now with the Breezy Bowl. If you didn't hear, Breezy Bowl XX tour. So it's the Breezy Bowl, the 20th Breezy Bowl in theory. Chris Brown, Breezy Bowl XX tour, Allegiant Stadium, Saturday, September 20th. It's also the 20th anniversary, which we will never say out loud again, okay? That it's been 20 years since Michaela was on American Idol as a 16-year-old.
Yeah.
And you posted your audition and some other clips, and I probably watched that 3 times yesterday.
Oh,
and
God.
you really are the same kid. But it was so funny. It was such a mixture of what's the word I'm looking for? Oh yeah, you said chutzpah.
Yeah.
I said, no, I'll just say
yeah,
it.
That was good.
She was a 16-year-old kid with big balls. But it was also you were terrified, which is so great. Were you not?
No, I wasn't. Chet, I swear to God, when I posted it, and this is why I like to post it, at 16, I really did feel like I could do anything. It wasn't cocky. It was nothing. I just hadn't been tainted by the world. I was like, oh my gosh, I want to be a singer. I want to help my family. I want to get money to help that. Like, I was so excited. I thought it was the best thing ever. Nothing scared me. Even when they would say things that were very nice, I didn't care.
Like, whatever.
Simon ended up loving me and giving me my first job as like, it was just such a different perspective before reality television was even a thing.
Yeah.
And
oh,
so
yeah.
I'm like,
you were a big character. You were going to stand out regardless.
Yeah. But that wasn't even a thing. Like, it wasn't even good TV yet, because it wasn't even a thought yet. It was just a singing show.
Yeah. Even if you couldn't sing a note, you were going to make an impact. Like, they would have given you a second look, just like, okay, well, she sang at some point. You know what I mean? Like, they would have gone, okay, we're going to find, here's what it is. Even if you couldn't sing a note, they would have said, let's bring her back because we need to find out for sure. Cause there's so much there. There was just, I just wanted to say that. That in front of everybody. You were just so freaking adorable. I mean, you're adorable now, but you were freaking adorable.
Well, I love you. And it's a good lesson. I feel like, you know, I always tell you, like, we post our photos of our little baby selves. And just for anybody, like, go back and look at your little kid photos and what you're doing at 16. Like, it does give you a different confidence in your older age today to sort of like stand up for that younger version of yourself and make sure you're doing what maybe they would want you to be doing at this age. It's just a full circle moment all the time.
And when kids are, and there are a lot of kids these days that are afraid of their own shadow. There are. And probably not as many as the olds, as the adults think there are, but there are a lot of kids who are kind of, and that hurts my heart. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
'Cause you just don't know what you're capable of. You really don't. And what's really funny is I find a lot of things that I thought, whoa, if I could do that, that'd be amazing. That would be incredible. You're shooting too low. You know, hit that one and then keep going. You know,
yes, just keep, I love that. Yeah.
Look at our boy Adrian with the stuff he's doing with wrestling right now. Look at you. Travel. Oh, I'm sorry. Michaela's got to get on a plane tomorrow. She's got to fly to Florida to get on a cruise to Puerto Rico because they're paying her, you know what, ton of their. It literally, the boat is loaded with money to give to Michaela so that she'll go. It's a boatload of money.
Look at you and the Kraken. Like, I'm proud of all of us, the three of us. And I'm happy we had this conversation, because I do hope if someone's listening, you're never too old. It's never too late. Do it for your baby self, dude.
177 second survey coming up in just a moment. We've got more tickets for you to go see James Murray from Impractical Jokers. He's going to be at the M, not this Saturday, but next Saturday.
Whenever you say James Murr, I always think you're going to go James Bond. And then I'm James, like, oh, James Murr.
I totally forgot what, a very special edition of the 177 second survey. Sorry, I totally forgot about this until I just picked up the stuff right now. It's a Dudes of Green Valley edition of the 177 second survey. No, because I didn't realize it until after I was like, okay, we'll do this and we'll do this and then we'll do this. And I'm like, John in Green Valley. Oh, Derek in old school Green Valley and Eric in Green Valley. It's a Dudes in Green Valley edition of the 177 second survey. And your chance to win tickets to go see Murr. James Murray. At the M Resort, all of that coming up.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Professionally unprofessional. 98.5 KLUC.
By the way, we were talking about the opening of baseball season a couple of minutes ago. I'm a bit embarrassed by this. I was not aware that the Aviators started tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
I thought there was like a week that... I just thought they started a little later. And then, no, they start tomorrow. By the way, we have the best minor league ballpark in baseball here in Las Vegas. Nice. And it's dope out there by downtown Summerlin. If you've not been, if you're like, yeah, I went to an old Las Vegas Stars game. If you've not been to a baseball game since Cashman Field, the Stars. And I don't know why they don't go back to that name. Aviators is fine. It's all great. Honors Nellis and all that kind of stuff. And I hope that when, and I don't know what they're going to do once the A's come to town and once that, but I hope that they'll just keep that, you know, keep the ballpark. And because what are they going to do?
Yeah.
And I just, the farm team is here. And well, you can't support it. Well, Golden Knights, Silver Knights seems to work.
Mm-hmm, true.
It seems to be okay. I'm just saying, if you've not been since Cashman, you got to go. It's spectacular, yeah. And it's a good way to spend an evening.
For sure.
Yeah, I can't wait. I got a buddy who's got tickets. So talk to your boy. You know, hey, what I'm saying? If you want to go, I'll call him. You call me, I'll call him. That goes for everybody. You call me, I'll call him. We'll see if we can go. I'm thinking we need to have a P1 meetup.
Which I'm telling you, they, first of all, I love the Aviators. They were the first team that had me come sing the anthem for them and then have consistently for like four years. Yeah. But I'm singing at some game, July something. I need to look, but maybe we could all just hang out.
Yes.
Right.
That's the one. And that gives us a little time to plan.
Yeah.
And then, all right. Yeah. I like this idea. Actually, I don't want to wait until July, but yes, July. And then maybe we'll do a warm-up one before that.
Yeah,
speaking of warm-up, yesterday was awesome, wasn't it?
Yes.
Was it too hot for you? Or did you not even notice? Did you not think?
Listen to me. I'm so sorry. You cut out and then I didn't hear anything you said. I'm sorry.
I said yesterday was awesome, right? Because it was like 90. It was perfect. Yeah. I thought it was great.
Oh, it was gorgeous out.
The only reason I bring it up is there was some people use the H word. Hot.
No way.
I'm like, it's beautiful. Hot. What are you hot? Was it hot? Adrian, was it hot? Adrian's making the face. Was it hot?
I had to turn on my AC at the crib.
No, that's fine. That's good. But was it hot? AC is a beautiful thing.
Yeah. There was a moment in the afternoon between 3 or 4 o'clock where I was like, oh, it's a little hot. Okay.
Well, shout out to everybody who loved it. Shout out to everybody who didn't. Mm-hmm. But I just found it odd. They were like, it was hot. And I'm like,
That sunshine puts me in the best mood.
Yeah. By the time that Chris Brown show comes around in September, you'll be begging for 90. You'll be like, and it'll be 90. And you'll be like, I gotta put a hoodie on. You know, it's just true. How it is. All right, let's do a Dudes in Green Valley edition of the 177 second survey. Caller number 25 702-364-9898.
Awesome way to wake up.
Wake up with the Chet Buchanan Show.
Always puts me in a great mood
on 98.5 KLUC.
Adrian, who's taking the 177 second survey today?
We got Sarah Morgan from Enterprise.
Hi, Sarah. H or no H?
With an H.
It's important. It really is. It's important. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if they leave the H off, it's like they don't care about you as a person. Telling you, we won't stand for it. And you say you live in Enterprise. What are your cross streets?
I'm right down Robindale, and I'm close to Rainbow, Robindale and Jonesboro.
Close.
And that's Enterprise?
Yeah, it's like right on the border.
What? I didn't know. That's because, you know, we're like four blocks from you, maybe.
Yeah, so close.
Oh. No, we're Tanae and Warm Springs. We can see your house from here. We're waving. Mm-hmm. Are you waving? We're waving.
Hi.
Are you waving? We're waving. That's Enterprise? Oh, now my whole head's messed up on that deal. I thought Enterprise was down by the airport.
Mm. Yeah, I'm like a little less than 15 minutes from Henry Reed.
Yeah, yeah. Harry Reed, Henry Reed. Henry Reed's the other one. Don't fly out of that one. That's not a good one. Don't fly out of that one. That's not the one you want to go to. Listen, it's a Dudes in Green Valley edition of the 177 second survey. John in Green Valley, no H in his name, J-O-N. I prefer sitting in the front seat while I'm in an Uber. I don't get car sick. I just think it's a control thing. My friends think I'm a weirdo. Am I?
I think, like, that's fun to talk to your Uber.
Would you ride in the front seat?
I would, because you can't really talk to them from the back.
If you're by yourself in an Uber, are you riding in the front seat?
Yes.
Man, I gotta be honest, I think that sends a message. If you're a girl and you ride in the front seat of an Uber with a dude and there's nobody else in the car, let me ask you this, Michaela, does that send a message?
No, I don't think so. I just think, honestly, in my experience, Uber drivers don't like you sitting in the front.
Right,
they're like,
right.
Get in the back. You're like, yeah. Okay, sorry.
Yeah. Oh, interesting. Derek, in old school Green Valley, I'm assuming that means like over by Legacy Golf Course. You know what I'm saying? I took a girl out for a first date a while back. I chose the restaurant based off of a few gift cards that I had been given as bonuses for achievements here at work. I was told by a few people, but basically, this is tacky as hell, and I don't deserve a second date if I do this. I figure, if I offered to pay, why does it matter how I pay? So is it tacky or not, and does it depend on which type of girl I'm with? I don't know what that means, I don't think, but...
Yeah, like if it's bougie or not.
First date gift card. What do you think, Sarah?
I think that's awesome. I love gift cards.
Michaela.
I think it's awesome. And also, we got it from doing a good job at work. Shows his work ethic. I think it's great.
If you tell her, hey, see these gift cards? Boss, give me a little bonus.
Yeah, I roll.
That's great. Yeah, but you just casually mention it. Hey, you know where I got that? I'm employee of the week. I got a $10 gift card to Chili's, and here we are. No, I
totally
see. I think this is one of those things that before it might have been tacky and kind of low rent, but I don't think it is now. Does that make more sense?
Yeah.
Really quick, we have time for the third one. What? We've been together for 4 months and I recently started staying over, says Eric in Green Valley. The problem? The cat is sleeping between us every night, and my girlfriend will not move it. She says the cat was there before me. Is this just something I have to deal with now? Is this my life moving forward? Sarah.
I think it is. I like cats. I wouldn't want to move my cat.
Michaela?
I think it is. Just like Sarah. I think it's great.
Cats, dogs, whatever. She's not wrong. The cat was there first, and you're kind of integrating. And now I realize you're looking for snuggle camp, and this may be inhibiting such activity. You're going to have to figure out a way to navigate it. And by the way, I don't know. We have two cats, and if you even breathe in their direction, they're like, and they're out of there.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Like, I didn't even think that cats wanted to even snuggle like that.
The dogs,
when we had dogs, they would kick back. They'd be like, no, get off me, dude. I'm not moving. Mm-hmm. This is my spot.
Yeah.
But yeah, the cat, it's weird that the cat is a problem, that the cat's digging in.
Yeah.
You know, but okay.
My bad.
Oh, nicely. Hey, great job, Sarah, in Enterprise. That's weirding me out. Rainbow and Robindale, Enterprise. Great job. We'll see you next Saturday at the M for Murr, James Murr Murray.
All right,
buddy. Have a great day. Hang on one second.
When I'm getting ready in the morning.
While I'm getting dressed.
I dance and laugh.
The Jet Buchanan Show.
The best way to kick off the day.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Our relationship rehab, Vanessa in the Southwest. See, when you say Rainbow and Robindale, I think that's what that is. It's Southwest.
I thought so, too. I don't know my geography that well. It's why I never really talk. Thank God for Michaela's hometown throwdown. But I thought it was what you just said, too.
Southwest is somewhat all-encompassing. That could mm-hmm. be Durango Curve. I want to get people to say Durango Curve because I think that's a neighborhood too. But Vanessa, and I love this, when you're part of the show and you start calling out other parts of the show, I'll just tell you this. Vanessa says, here's another one for the Total Honesty P1s.
Hey.
This is tough. She's willing to overlook what's going on. There's been a lie told. Straight up. There's a lie.
Okay.
She's willing to overlook it. I'd be willing to overlook it. But you know how the Total Honesty P1s are. For the record, that's people who listen to the show all the time. And they go, well, if they're lying about the... I'll read this. I feel like I listen to Relationship Rehab every day on the way to work. You guys kind of have me all freaked out. You know, if he's willing to lie about this, what else is he willing to lie about? And how any of you are in relationships? Well, I guess you're with people who don't lie, or at least you haven't caught them yet. Relationship Rehab with Reggae in the Desert, tickets for you coming up in just a moment.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show. Woo-hoo!
Okay, we must be having fun today because how did it get to be 8:10 and I didn't know.
I know. Let's go, baby. Closer to Friday.
All right, then. Maybe we'll pull it together here a little bit. Today is Thursday, the 27th day of March, 2025. She is Michaela Gordon. He is Adrian Hernandez. This, I went to puberty. I was so excited. This is Relationship Rehab. Vanessa in the Southwest is calling out the Total Honesty P1s, which I love that that's a subsection of... I just love it. I do. And by the way, thanks you guys for being awesome, just in general. But Vanessa's like, all right. When we first started dating, I told him that I only date vegans.
Oh.
And he... wisely. Okay. Because Vanessa, you know, vegan or otherwise, he digs her recipe. You know what I'm saying?
Love it.
So this unnamed gentleman said, yeah, sure. I'm vegan too. Yeah, babe.
I already feel bad. I'm vegan for 6 months. Worst time of my life.
Well, and I'm sure that he thought this just kind of, you know, he'd be able to make it through it and whatever. So fast forward a year, says Vanessa. She finds out that he's been sneaking in and out and sometimes something called the habit, which the habit's good. Arizona people lose their minds. Yeah. Phoenix. The habit is good. By the way, there are very few burger places that I go, yeah, that's not good.
Same.
But so he's been sneaky eating in and out and the habit on the way home from work and hiding beef jerky in his car like a drug addict. Which I just love. Beef jerky like he's an addict. He finally admitted it. And he said he only lied because he liked me so much. I'm hurt, says Vanessa, but also kind of impressed by the level of his commitment to the lie.
Truly. And to her.
Now, here's where it gets, here's where it gets ooky. Because in a normal situation, I would probably go, hey, you're either going to deal with this or you're not. Make up your mind. Or, you know what I mean? Because you either go, okay, this, you know who this guy is. Or, you know, and either get out of it or just understand this is what it is. She goes, mm-hmm. I feel like now that, and it's our fault. And by our, if you hear my voice right now, you're involved. I feel like I could look the other way on the meat thing, sort of. But I listen to Relationship Rehab every day on my way to work. And you guys kind of have me all freaked out. You know, and Michaela, uh-huh. You know how much I hate this.
I know. I have an answer, though, and I feel like she'll okay. like it. It's so clear.
Okay. And all of you, shame on you. Because now she's going, if he's willing to lie about this, what else is he willing to lie about? You people are horrible. And I love you for it. But God bless you. Look what you've done.
Mm-hmm.
She's willing to forgive. But you have placed the seeds of doubt into her mind.
Let's save our girl.
The total honesty P1s. Shame on you. What do you have to say for yourself? Call us and let us know. At 702-364-9898. Caller number 25 will give you Reggae in the Desert tickets where you can go and think about what you've done. Clark County Amphitheater, Saturday, April 19th. This is fantastic. I have an answer too. It's probably not as definitive. But I'm interested to hear what Michaela has to say. We're interested to hear what you have to say. Mm-hmm. 702-364-9898.
The Jet Buchanan Show.
Good morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
Every morning.
Wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
I couldn't love this more than I do. Vanessa in the Southwest calling out the total honesty P1s. This is your fault, by the way, most of you. Mm-hmm. This is your fault. When we first started dating, Vanessa says, I told him I only date vegans. He's like, oh yeah, me too, babe. Oh yeah. Can I see you naked now? you know, that's what that was. Oh yeah, me too. Whatever. Whatever you say.
Yeah.
I agree with you. Fast forward a year. She finds out he's been sneaking in and out, and the habit, which I love that she's so committed to the game. She's like, she didn't even know what the habit is. She's like, something called that. I don't know.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He's got a bad one.
Yeah, and if you're new to it, it's worth it. He's been hiding beef jerky in his car like a drug addict. Her words.
So funny.
He admitted it. He said he lied. He said he lied because he liked her so much. Yeah. Oh my God. And that's in a way that I understand the sweetness of that. Total honesty, P1s, here's where you come in, because she's like, I'm kind of willing to look the other way, kind of, but, and this is where you've poisoned her, you guys. And by the way, somebody needs to call up and take responsibility for this, because I'm looking at the screen right now, you cowards.
Like, not us.
I just love being able to say it. Okay, where are you? Where are you? The if he's willing to lie about this, what else is he willing to lie about? Or is this one that you're willing to let go? Because Ricky, it just says on my screen that you're on the guy's side. Explain what that means.
Well, the principle of this is that he was willing to, you know, change for her on the vegan part of it. Yeah. Maybe he should have came out clean a few months into it after, if he was still not fully committed to being vegan, in my opinion.
I hear you. But,
change is hard, man. Change is hard.
You know what? Finding a hot girl that's willing to put up with your junk, that's hard too. So sometimes you got to just, you know, you try to hide the bruises, if you know what I'm saying. Hide the scars.
I agree.
All right, man. But, hey, listen, have fun at Reggae in the Desert. Are you high right now?
No.
Okay. Just checking. Cool. April 19th, Clark County Amphitheater. Hang on one second. He checked first. I love that. He took stock of the situation. Am I high right now?
Yeah, he's like, no, man.
Hey, Julian, what do you think about this?
I think the man's totally in his right. He deserves a burger.
Yes, he does.
Oh my god, I love it.
Okay,
I
mean, but the question,
he did the part of saying he was vegan to pull her in, and hey, he got her, and he needed a burger.
Uh-huh.
It's the
swim gym.
I was watching a thing last night. They were talking about, you know, you act one way until you get the job. And then once you get the job, you kind of let them see the rest of it. Well, yeah. He got the job.
Like dating somebody and then moving in with them.
This is it.
Really?
Okay, so that's fun. Man, thank you so much.
He trusted he was vegan.
Yeah. And that's hard. That's hard if that's a deal breaker for you. Michaela, you said you had very definitive thoughts on all of that.
Yeah, well, Lisa is a big animal lover, as am I. So she talked about wanting to go vegan. So she had come home after going grocery shopping. I didn't realize this. I said, all right, Lisa, we're going vegan. She goes, I literally just got so many meats, all of your proteins, everything. And I was like, throw them out. We're vegan now. We were vegan for 6 months. She was amazing. She did so well. She was in the best shape of her life. She felt good about the animals. I was dying. I think my skin was yellow. I needed a piece of meat so bad. It was awful. So Sky Miles, who you know, she's a singer here in Vegas. We used to sing at Rose Rabbit Lie together in the Cosmopolitan. She would put a piece of steak on my dressing room, in my dressing room, to like lure me in. Because she knew I missed steak. And one time I finally just took a little bite because I needed it so bad. And then I felt so guilty. I told Lisa a week later the truth. And she was like, girl, just be honest. We're not going to be vegan anymore. And right. I was like, okay, I'm sorry. Okay.
I think we've turned this into, can he have a burger or not? I think
the point that I was making with the story was that I feel like he just wanted to like get her to like him, but he's not a vegan. Right. I don't think he's wrong. I think it's okay.
So, but she's going, I think I could look past this.
Yeah.
But it's now back around on this. If he's willing to lie about this, what else is he willing to lie about? How many times have we heard that? How many, like just about every single time that there's any sort of wavering, if you've told any little bit of an untruth, it becomes, oh, once a liar, always a liar. Once a cheater, always a cheater. All of these things. So he has blatantly lied to her face. Gone behind her. I'm being dramatic, admittedly, but I'm trying to make the point that, and now all of a sudden everybody's going silent on this. Everybody's going, oh yeah, well that's okay. So all the other times that maybe I'm feeling a little, you know, feeling a little, what's the word? Attacked. Cause where I've gone, okay, there's shades of gray here on some of these things. And everybody, every time, has gone, no, there's no shades of gray. It's once a lie. What else are they lying about? He lied. And now, but because it's burgers.
Yeah. Okay. I'm
interested. Yes, whenever I get that excited, Adrian just put on my screen, Cartman. Yes, because whenever I get that excited, Cartman.
That's the voice.
Okay, so leave it open for another couple of minutes. 102-364-9898.
I listen every morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
The morning show is better than coffee.
This is 98.5 KONUC.
Relationship rehab. Vanessa's calling out the Total Honesty P1s. Because, and you know who you are, every time we do a relationship rehab and any guy has even thought about not telling the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help him God, that it's, oh, He's a cheater. He's a liar. He's a what? You can't trust him. Get rid of him. Now it's really funny. We've come up with this, you know, he's been sneaking in and out. She told him that she only dates vegans. And he's like, oh yeah, I'm vegan. And then it turns out that he's sneaky eating In-N-Out and the habit and has beef jerky in his car. Like a drug addict, she says.
Yeah.
She's willing to look Jennifer, she's willing to look the other way. But with all the total honesty stuff, she's like, well, if he's, you know, with people saying if he's willing to lie about this, what else is he willing to lie about? Is this somehow different?
Honestly, don't really think it's different. If it had been, like the other guy said, 2 months in, 3 months in, and he realized he couldn't be vegan, like he was trying it and then realized he couldn't handle it, being like, hey, I was trying to do this because I liked you that much. And then they had the conversation then, and he hadn't, like, he'd quote unquote cheated once in that he'd like gotten habit or snuck some jerky and was like, I can't handle this, now I gotta come clean. But if he's been doing it for a while, he's been going behind her back for a long time. And it's not even the initial lie, it's the continued lie until he got caught. And I say this right, as a meat eater dating a vegetarian.
Mm-hmm. Like, listen,
I have the I need meat days.
I need the meat days.
Michaela, do you believe he was ever a vegan? I don't.
Yeah, I think he tried.
No, I don't. I honestly think he just went, okay, I got to be cool. Cool. If I want to be with this girl, I got to be cool. But I can manage this.
Yeah, I'm going to have faith in people. I think he tried. He thought she was beautiful, wanted to make it work, realized he couldn't, was sneaking some beef jerkies. I don't think he's lying about anything else. I think it's a stupid thing that he messed up on. He's not hurting anybody.
I have faith in people. Right. But then, okay. But how many times have we done this where we've gone where it's been a minor indiscretion and it's been break up with him. He lied. He's always going to lie.
I mean, that's not my point of view. I'm always like, I don't know. You can give him a chance. Like, I'm not so black and white on that. So I can't speak on that. I just think for me,
but you've heard this. You've heard this. You've been part of the show for a year. We've done this for a year and you've heard other people say this. You know what I mean?
But we're not hearing from them. So I don't know.
Right. But Jennifer,
I think a lot of it depends on how long and how deep it goes. Is it really just I'm sneaking a burger every once in a while, but I'm trying to still be vegan because you are? Or is it, yeah, I go and eat it. I go and snag In-N-Out like 2-3 times a week. And I have, like, we know he has the beef jerky stash because this also leads to other types of lies of like, hey, my partner and I say we're going to be eating food, we're going to be making lunches and stuff like that. And then because we have a low budget, whatever. And then it's like, oh, I can't handle eating what we made. So now I'm going to go out and eat McDonald's.
But do you think this is, you know, like the total honesty P1s will always say, do you think this means that because he's willing to carry on a lie for a year? I mean, we're guessing, even if it was just a few months, do you think that this means that he can't be trusted?
Slightly torn
on it. Listen, the dog has an opinion.
No, the dog. Yeah. The dog is like, okay, let me handle this. I got this.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! 9 o'clock, Thursday morning, the 27th of March, 2025. She's Michaela Gordon. He's Adrian Hernandez. And this dude, I'm guessing this was a spur-of-the-moment robbery.
Oh.
Okay? Guy in Colorado Springs got arrested earlier this week. Robbed a convenience store with a finger gun.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, with the thumb, you know, with your thumb. And I'm guessing he had it jammed in his pocket.
Oh, right.
Right?
Yeah.
But somehow they know it's finger gun. 35-year-old Antonio Taylor.
Wait, I'm sorry, for clarification, not a gun with his fingers. An actual little tiny guy
no,
gun?
No, finger gun.
Oh, but with his fingers. Finger. Okay, right.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh. Thought
stick
I heard that.
Your pocket.
Well, I was like, surely this
is
going to be right.
Up.
Oh, with his fingers. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yep. Got it. Thank you.
So it looked like it might have been real, you know, because if he's got it out in the open and going, yeah, I know this looks like my hand, but it's not. It's a real gun. And the, you know, and then the cashier still hands over the cash.
Yeah.
You might want to fire them.
Yeah.
Basically, he didn't take any money. He just pointed his finger gun at the cashier and just started taking stuff.
Oh.
So then he sped off in an SUV. However, this particular SUV was a pink GMC Yukon.
Mm.
Not shockingly, police caught up with him a short time later.
Surprising.
Because, you know, not a lot of pink Yukons. Somewhat easily identifiable.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he thought he'd get off easy because technically all he did was shoplift
right.
in his brain.
Yeah.
All he did was shoplift.
Well, he used a finger gun.
Finger gun. But you can't fake like you have a weapon either. That's, yeah.
Right.
So, yeah, they boxed him in at a gas station. His teenage daughter was with him in the passenger
seat. Oh, my God.
Nice. They charged him with multiple crimes, including robbery. It was not armed robbery because it was just a finger gun. And why? Why do you think you're getting away with this? In your pink Yukon.
I just want to understand that he had a finger gun that he was still able to steal stuff, then got into a pink Yukon.
Yes.
With his teenage daughter.
Which I
got to
be honest, when was the last time you saw a pink Yukon?
No, never. I don't think I ever have.
Right? Maybe when the Hard Rock, remember when the Hard Rock, all their, oh, you were in LA then. The Hard Rock, all their vehicles used to be pink.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cute.
I'm questioning.
I still wouldn't steal anything and get into it.
No.
Hello?
It's too easy.
How'd you get caught? Oh, I don't know.
Well, the family that plays together stays together. So, you know.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning. When I first wake up, they tell me what's going on here.
98.5 KLUC.
I love this story just for the visual that you're about to get in your head.
Okay.
Part of me wants to know what kind of video this couple was filming.
Mm-hmm.
Part of me does not want to know what type of video they were filming. A guy in China showed up at the ER after getting his girlfriend's entire fist stuck in his mouth and couldn't get it out.
Oh.
They said it happened while they were filming a video for social media. There's a 10-second clip of them out there walking in together. He's gagging. Oh. He's drooling. He's also trying not to laugh. It didn't seem like her little tiny hand, because she's fun size like you.
Yeah, dude, I'd have to imagine.
Yeah, and make a fist right now. Yeah.
But even with my little hands, dude.
I could put that in my big yap.
Let's try it. Get over here.
Nope, because I know what might happen. So it didn't seem like her hand would get stuck that easy. So some people think, of course, like a lot of stuff on the internet now, the crazier it is, the more staged it probably.
Sure.
Right?
Uh-huh.
The doctor who treated them reportedly said that the guy's jaw muscles seized up and his jaw locked. Haven't you had that before where you've opened your mouth and then your jaw kind of unhinges?
And it's so painful, though.
So they gave him some muscle relaxers and used what they're calling a mouth opener.
No way.
And slowly twisted his girlfriend's wrist to get her hand out. Apparently, it took about 20 minutes.
This is insane.
Couple said that they were trying to film a funny video to go viral. They wanted to see if her whole hand would fit in his mouth. Turned out it did.
Mm-hmm.
And the video is kind of...
went viral.
Kind of going viral.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
It's your doggone near Friday edition of The More You Know Before We Go. Do you know what a shape with 1,000 sides is called? A shape with 3 sides is called a...
triangle.
Uh-huh. Shape with 4 is...
octagon.
A no.
Square.
Or a rectangle.
Rectangle.
5, pentagon.
Yeah.
Hexagon, septagon.
Oh, pretty octagon. Good you know all of that.
I know, right?
Okay.
A shape with 1,000 sides, and you'll never forget it, is called a chiliagon. Which at first I thought it was a chiligon.
Yeah.
Which would have been much cooler. Just a chiligon. But chiliagon, a shape with 1,000 sides.
Good to know.
In case anybody ever asked. You know who holds the record for the most consecutive number one albums?
What?
Taylor Swift.
Oh.
14 in a row. Kanye and Eminem. Oh, remember when we all loved Kanye?
Oh, my God.
Kanye and Eminem have had 11 in a row. Jay-Z had 10 number one albums in a row. The Beatles had a streak of 9.
That's insane, though, because the Beatles were so iconic that you would think that they would be...
yeah.
Number one.
I think it was tougher then.
Yeah. And they didn't have social media and so many ways to stream.
And they didn't put so much stuff out like they do now.
Mm-hmm.
Harrison Ford's pay for doing the first Star Wars movie, $10,000.
No.
Return of the Jedi, how much do you think he got for that?
Hopefully more.
Yes.
20 grand.
Substantially. No, substantially.
1 million.
Half a million. Which is 50 times more than he got for the first movie.
Yeah, that still feels low.
The Force Awakens... how much do you think he got for that?
I hope a million.
20 million.
Okay, good.
That's 22,000 times more. So Star Wars, the first one, 10,000. 50 times more than that for Return of the Jedi. 2,000 times more than that for The Force Awakens.
Way to go.
Which was later on. You know what? I'm stopping there. It's enough.
Good.
Get out of here. Let's make our way to... I feel like if we stop now... we're that much closer to Friday. Somehow that, in my brain, that's how that works out. Everybody have an amazing day. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. Oh, wait, I'm jumping ahead of myself. Follow us on social.
You're ready.
See, I'm on.
Uh-huh.
We're out
of here.
The chips have been pushed to the middle of the table. And there you go. Follow us on social at 985KLUC. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN. Adrian.
Yo, you can follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Heavyweight Radio. Thank you to everyone who already does. Plus, brand new episode of Unlikely available on the Odyssey app and YouTube with WWE superstar Kevin Owens as WrestleMania is around the corner.
Oh, Michaela Gordon, besides packing for your Puerto Rican cruise, you got anything else working?
Not a thing, baby. Good. Nothing to post worthy, but follow me at Michaela Gordon, M-I-K-A-L-A-H.
Yeah, it's good. Okay, now, we'll see you back here tomorrow. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much. I know. I
love you guys.
It, say it again. Sure.
Toodles.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.